Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
That's the sound of dock workers in Gloucester Harbor unloading a fresh boatload of haddock, a prize fish in the country's oldest fishing port. But at midnight tonight, with the start of the new fishing season, fishermen here will face strict new federal regulations on the number of haddock and other fish they're allowed to reel in. The program, called Cat Share or Sector Fishing, is the government's effort to fundamentally change the commercial fishing industry in the U.S., which is made up largely of independent and fiercely independent fishermen. Under the new regulations, fishermen are encouraged to enter into co-ops or sectors, with each one allotted a quota of fish a sector can catch. Once the sector has caught those fish, all the fishermen in the sector must stop fishing for the season.
It's going to take one boat to make one mistake to put 41 vessels out of business for the year.
Richard Burgess has been a commercial fisherman in Gloucester since the 1970s. In those years, as he watched the fleet dwindle away, he's managed to survive. But under the new rules, he thinks he may be done for. We visited Burgess in Gloucester yesterday as he prepared his four boats for the new season and asked how life will change once the new regulations take effect tonight.
With the new sector regulation, we the fishermen are going to be restrained to catching roughly 25% of what we have been able to catch in the last 5 years. I'm estimating that probably 70 to 75 or 80% of the fleet will be totally bankrupt by October.
What about you?
I'm no different. I'm in the same boat. I am the sector leader, sector president of Sector 3 here in Gloucester. We have 41 active vessels, and there's not one vessel in our sector that's going to make it through this year.
Explain why that is.
It's very, very complicated. We've always been able to fish, make a living with days at sea, with an allotment of fish per day, and now we're held with an allotment of fish that is one-tenth of what we've been catching, and we could be done Saturday or Sunday this weekend. There could be a lot of boats that are totally done. And the worst part is, out of the 41 boats in my sector, if we have 10,000 pounds of total allowable catch on yellowtail flounder and three boats catch that total allowable catch this weekend, 41 boats are shut down for the year. That's the problem with sector management. It can't work. It's impossible.
The way you describe it, it might be an incredibly short season.
It's almost like playing a bad game of Texas Hold'em, because I want to show you something. The first day I go out, and I want to catch my codfish, and I don't get any codfish, but I make a mistake and catch a white hake, I have zero allocation for white hake,
right,
so I'm all done for the year.
You're not even allowed to catch a pound of it.
No.
So if you catch one fish, that's it.
I'm all done.
So when you go out on your boat this weekend, what's your strategy?
We had a sector meeting last night with the 41 boat owners and captains, and after 3 hours, everybody left just absolutely disgusted, ready to go home and shoot themselves. It's going to be very scary.
What's the goal here of these regulations from your point of view?
My point of view, the Fishery Service has been trying for years to eliminate the commercial fishing industry in this region, and this is the last straw. They're going to do it. It's going to happen because they're just not giving us enough fish to exist.
The federal regulators say their intent is to protect the stocks, the fish stocks, to make sure that there's enough fish for the present and the future. Do the stocks need to be further protected than they have been in the past?
We're not fishing anywhere near the overfishing levels. The Fishery Service is not telling the general public with all the money that they spent to rebuild these stocks that the fish are totally rebuilt. That's the Fishery Service statistics right now from the Science Center, the stocks are totally rebuilt. There are a few stocks that are not rebuilt. They are on the rebuild, and because of that, the service does not want us to fish.
And on the opposite of rebuilding, what you're saying is that these regulations are going to dismantle the industry.
Exactly.
Did you give thought to not going out?
My guys need paychecks. We've got to go do something. We can't pay unemployment. This has been shoved down our throat. We did not want this sector plan. This has been shoved down our throat. We've got no other way. Right now, I owe Rockport National Bank $400,000, $5,000 a month, and my total allowable catch for the year has been taken away. They've taken 75%. 75% of my income is gone, and I still have to pay the Rockport National Bank $5,000 a month, not including anything else. Kids in college, house, upkeep of the boats, gear, you name it.